I'm Jim McKeown. Welcome to Likely Stories, a weekly review of fiction, nonfiction, and poetry. Hilary Mantel created a magnificent trilogy pertaining to the story of the life of Thomas Cromwell. Mantel Pieces is a collection of interesting stories over a wide array of pieces. Her works include 11 stories equally well done. I begin with Diary, Bookcase Shopping in Jeddah in 1989. When the Salman Rushdie affair broke, the first thing I thought of was the day we tried to buy a bookcase in Jeddah. Jeddah is Saudi Arabia's most sophisticated and cosmopolitan city. Compared to the capital, Riyadh, it is liberal and lively. It is also, of course, very rich. Its shopping malls with their icy air conditioning are templates of marble and glass, of lush greenery and tinkling fountains. They are something like Muslim version of paradise. Only the hours are missing. You can buy a fox fur if you like, or a portrait of King Fahd, or American-style donuts, a king-size sofa with a stereo built in, if that takes your fancy. But you couldn't, in 1983, find a bookcase anywhere. No call for them. During my 4 years in the kingdom, the supply of books began to improve. It was possible to buy a limited selection of paperbacks. People going out on vacation would be given a list of books to bring back, but they would have to get their purchases through the Saudi customs. Some governments published lists of prohibited books, but if the Saudis had an index, I never saw it. It was only rumor that told you what had most recently given offense, and your fortunes might depend on how pious or touchy was the customs officer who turned out your cases. We believe that the customs men could not read English. That, if they could, they wouldn't. That book would be judged by its cover. Blame It on the Belgians, on Christopher Marlowe. You don't want to see him, said the porter at Corpus, when Charles Nicol went to Cambridge to look at the portrait that is probably Christopher Marlowe. He died in a tavern brawl. Nicol viewed the putative Marlowe in his opulent slash doublet and wondered how he could have afforded the outfit. His conclusion? There was a tavern. There was no brawl. It was an old lie that Nicol had set out to nail, but he is unable, he admits, to substitute a new truth. Fatal Non-Readers on Marie Antoinette, 1999. In June of 1999, the BBC showed a documentary called Diana's Dress. It was about the auction which took place at Christie's in New York 2 months before the princess's descent into the Paris underpass. The purchasers spoke reverently of Diana when she was alive, but her death turned glad rags into relics. I wanted to have a part of royalty, one explained. I am in awe of the dress, said another. Mantel Pieces by Hilary Mantel is a trove of interesting items from her travels. 5 stars. Like These Stories is a production of KWBU. I'm Jim McKeown. Join me again next time for Likely Stories, and happy reading!